August 20th, 1961, Ara reading the foreword to Douglas's book. To show how evidential was the nature of the information received at these sittings, a few personal comments are necessary. Douglas and I were married on August 12, 1937, at Crown Court, Church of Scotland, Covent Garden. With family and friends and flowers around us, it was a very happy beginning to our married life. As we emerged from the church to get into the car, porters from the market gathered round and cheered in true Cockney fashion, providing one of those moments of spontaneous gaiety which leave a lasting impression. How carefree London looked on that memorable day. After a restful holiday in Cornwall, we returned to our home in Dulwich, and a happy year followed, except for the passing of my beloved mother on May 24, 1938. My husband's publishing business, largely concerned with books of a religious nature, was in Wardrobe Place in the shadow of St. Paul's Cathedral. He retained the name of the former owner, Allenson. What vivid and joyous memories I treasure of visiting him there. He was so supremely contented, surrounded by manuscripts and books, and looked so scholarly and handsome, with his finely chiseled features, clear blue eyes, and whimsical smile. He was always immaculately dressed and groomed, in contrast to my rather unconventional nature and attire. He had a great love of London and was delighted to take anyone round the historic parts, especially the old churches. Indeed, history was to him a thrilling, living, and utterly absorbing subject, and he had the ability to impart knowledge to others so attractively that they listened with rapt attention. I must mention also his tremendous love of birds. To observe him as he watched and listened to these little messengers of light, as he has described them from spirit, was to realize his great gentleness and see beyond the facade of reserve and austerity which sometimes obscured his real nature. At the weekends, throwing care and convention to the winds, we went for long walks in the unspoilt countryside in Surrey and Kent. Surrounded by the peace and beauty of nature, and in the companionship of each other, which always left us free to be ourselves, we were radiantly happy. Alas, these halcyon days passed so quickly, and soon all our lives were overshadowed by the dark clouds of impending war. My husband, who had served in the First World War, was under no illusion as to what was coming, and the strain and stress, as crisis followed crisis, and war became a grim reality, was too much for his extremely sensitive nature. A serious operation at that time also made the doctors advise us to leave London. This meant giving up the work he loved so much, and although we didn't realize it at the time, it was a fatal mistake, for when Douglas recovered his health a little after the war, having no occupation to return to, caused a great deal of mental pain and frustration. Like thousands of others, after giving up our London house, we lived a nomadic life for many years, glad to share the homes of others in less vulnerable parts of England. While we were in North Wales, my husband was rushed by ambulance to Liverpool for another major operation, at a time when that city was being heavily bombed. Even after the war, when we returned south and finally settled in Bexhill, it was still a case of being in and out of hospital, followed by long periods of prostration. However, although we were often bowed down with care and sorrow, we always picked ourselves up and were drawn ever closer to each other in love and spiritual understanding. Douglas's last 3 months on earth were spent in hospital because the nursing had become too much for me. I was with him almost every day, but unfortunately not at the time of his passing. I had left the hospital a few hours earlier. But as the following pages will, I hope, make clear, this was far from being the end. It was, in fact, the beginning, the liberation of the spirit, the real person, from its physical counterpart with all its imperfections, into a phase of real life in tune with its higher rate of vibration, a wavelength of greater beauty and more joyous activity.